There are stories stretching from Kuprianna to Karluk, weaving in and out of Vaikota, Uganic, and Uyak bays, stopping at canneries, fish camps, lodges, and shipwrecks all along the way. It's history. It's hyperbole. It's Kodiak's West Side Stories. Bear Island and Harvester Island sit between the Shelikof Strait and Uyak Bay, resting in such a place that the islands create a cove that serves as secure anchorage in times of heavy seas. Historically, this bit of water was known as Uyak Anchorage, and this summer, from Bear Island, I spoke with Weston Fields as we looked out across it. This is a view Weston has known since 1960, when the Fields family purchased the SetNet operation at Bear Island. We looked out the window towards Kodiak Island and also back into the past, when old Scandinavian SetNetters lived and fished at Old Uyak. Here, Weston brings us back to the days of fishing alone from a dory and remembers not only the gear that he used as a kid, but one of the mentors who taught him how to use it.
Otto Eriksson used a dory style, which fit the fact that most SetNetters at that time fished alone. It was single guys by themselves. Well, a dory is a lot easier to handle, you know. But Otto fished completely alone, Otto Eriksson. He had been SetNetting there since 1912, so he had a whole lifetime. And he was a single guy, Norwegian, you know, his English was so-so. See, and another thing was in those days, the mail plane came in twice a week at Old Uyak, and Otto was the acting postmaster. And we had, for the first few years, we had our mail delivered right there by Kodiak Airways. Well, going and getting the mail was a whole ritual. You know, wait for the mail plane, and he would sort the mail. Then we would go up to his house and have coffee and smoke salmon. And the mail he kept in his warehouse where his nets were. So, you know, I always was learning something. To watching, see what he was, how he was doing it, what kind of gear he had. And he was, I think until the day he died, he was still using some linen nets because he had bought a lot of them ahead of time back in the 40s, 50s. And so he figured, well, you know, why switch to nylon except he started using nylon for the hooks. But, you know, but I learned so much. Those guys were still using cedar floats. And those, you know, were great, except they're awfully heavy to pull in. They bang up your skiff. Plus, they get waterlogged, and so you had to change them all in the middle of the summer. So after June or the first couple weeks of July, all the floats and your whole net, all your nets and everything had to be changed because they were sinking. You know, the equipment at that time had to be something that one guy could handle and also something that you could repair more or less on your beach by yourself. And, of course, a wooden skiff was a lot easier to repair than an aluminum, where you've got to have, you know, a welder and so forth. And a lot cheaper, too. And those smaller motors were cheaper. But it meant that running time with a full load, a tender, took a lot longer. Running time to the cannery, it could take us 2 hours to get to Larsen Bay with our 18 horse, you know.
How long does it take now?
About 15 to 20 minutes, yeah.
Thank you, Weston, and to the whole Fields family for your continued commitment to preserving Kodiak's maritime history. Thanks also go to David Harms for skiffing us out to Bear and Harvester Islands. Thanks for listening to West Side Stories, a project of the Baranoff Museum, recorded at the studio of Kodiak Public Broadcasting. Thanks to project partners KMXT, the Kodiak Maritime Museum, Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, and to all who have contributed their own stories. Remember to share your own West Side story via social media using hashtag Kodiak West Side.